Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Odyssey Sports presents Big Time Baseball.
All right, welcome back into the drive as we are all fully loaded. I am fresh off a trip to Miami with the wife. Tyler's fresh off. Where were you at? The river?
I was up in Lakey, Texas. Frio, the hill country, man.
The hill country. Enjoying yourself. I saw you floating fully hair-chested.
Yeah, didn't get around to the manscaping this time.
Yeah, I know you didn't. So much.
That's a mistake. On the way to the river, you didn't manscape, and then your pasty ass didn't put no sunblock on either?
Yeah, I thought that hair would act as like a natural sunblock, but
it's
nope.
It's a damn shame that y'all allergic to the sun. Ain't that a damn shame? All right, joining us is our, because I was just fine. We're joined by our Odyssey MLB insider, Tony Gwynn Jr., host of the Odyssey original podcast, Big Time Baseball with John Heyman, covering all things MLB. By the way, I saw that suit. It came together. I was trying to put that together in my head when you were describing. I didn't have it. Then I saw the red and the pattern of the jacket and the pants. I put that together.
I definitely could have explained it a little bit better looking back on it. But I knew I was going to be all right.
Well, hey T, look here. You knew you was going to be all right because you're a hell of a recruiter. I mean, let's be honest. I saw in that post who you mentioned first, that beautiful bride of yours. Well done, sir. I didn't expect anything less, but well done, sir. Well done.
Thank you very much. They say that and I'll kick my cover when I hear off.
That's the goal, ain't it? Hell, that's the goal.
I tell you, y'all were in for a treat. I just didn't know Ja Rule and Ashanti was still out here performing live. I really didn't.
Yeah, I tell you what. They were impressive, man. It was only like 100 people, but it was performing like it was 20,000. So I appreciate them for that.
You liked the good effort. All right. Listen, the Astros are red hot right now. We talked about the culture, and that has continued to move forward. And now it looks like they're starting to get whole. They get Jose Altuve back. And you see this team, it's a little different. It's a little different. And they still have the pitching injuries that they'll address, but should the Astros and Astros fans, more importantly, should they continue to look at this team with the expectations they've had for the teams in the past few years?
I mean, the ball club itself has given them no reason to do otherwise. I mean, they're playing well, and they're not even hitting. I mean, Bregman's not hitting yet. Altuve's just getting back, so you imagine it's going to take him a little bit of time. Abreu still hasn't hit it yet. They find themselves starting to play some of their best baseball tonight, 8 games over .500. I think so. I think they've given the people in Houston no other reason than to keep expectations right where they are.
Hey, T, one thing that really sticks out that I'm just fascinated with was how they retool and restock this starting rotation with the two injuries, obviously losing Luis Garcia, but also Jose Urquidy. And Hunter Brown has been a starter. He is classified as a rookie. He's been a starter all year long. I'm curious with your experience, like what do you need to see from a young pitcher before you say, okay, I'm convinced this kid's got it? I'm not asking you to put your stamp of approval on Hunter Brown. I'm just curious what your thought of, okay, I've seen enough. I believe this kid is a damn good Major League Baseball pitcher and should be in the rotation.
I think the thing that Hunter has going for him is that this is, I mean, he's still classified as a rookie, but he's been able to come up and get some experience, you know, prior. And so as I watch him, to me, it's just another young pitcher that they've had in their system that they knew they were going to be able to count on at some point. And once you get to the big league level and you've started to kind of have your lumps so that you can learn how to correct course, that's when you start to see who guys are made of and if they make that adjustment. And I think Hunter Brand fits into that category. He's been able to take some lumps, and now he's been able to correct course, and he's learning fast, it seems like, every start as it goes. So, and they got these injuries, but they also are deep, and that is what's allowed the Astros to sustain this culture that they've had, is they also have a bunch of talented people in their organization.
Yeah, I'm interested. You mentioned Bregman. You said they're not doing as well, and they're not even hitting. Are you seeing anything different from Bregman, or you think it's just more or less he just hadn't come around yet this year, and he'll get there? Are you seeing anything different from him?
I'm not seeing anything different. You know, a lot of times, no matter how long you've been in the league, when you don't get off to a good start, you inevitably start pressing and trying to make things happen, right? And that will occasionally make it look like you're doing something different. But I think ultimately, Ron, is what you said, that he is just, hasn't worked his way into the season yet. And we saw that last year. It took a little time, but eventually he got going. And, he was a big part of that run. And so I still think, even Pena, he's starting to swing the bat well. Had a nice day yesterday. A lot of these guys just are still getting into the groove of things. And we haven't seen this Astro offense really hit on all cylinders yet.
One thing that's been a hot button here is Rafael Montero out of the bullpen. This is a terrible time to ask this question, because this weekend versus the A's, the bullpen absolutely, they were flawless, like literally flawless. But him, Montero specifically, has had a rough stretch. And
yeah.
What do you do with a reliever that you really can't plan specifically how you're going to use him? You can plan when you're going to use him, but you don't know when the occasion is going to come up. But how do you deal with that early in the season? A guy that you were depending on big time, they paid him. He's really struggled of late. What's the right adjustment there?
You know, sometimes you have to lessen the role, right? Lessen the amount of pressure as they're trying to work themselves out of it. And that means sometimes that means you got to have a big lead before you bring him in, or are you bringing him in less high leverage situations? That's what you usually see from managers when they have a guy who they know they're going to eventually need to depend on. Right now, it's May. So, depending on him isn't necessarily a must have right now. You're going to need him for the second half when these games start to really, really count. And so I wouldn't be surprised to see him taking less high leverage situations as he tries to get himself going again. And as he starts to pitch better, you'll see him gradually slide back into those high leverage situations. And then you have, the game shortens. When you got a good bullpen, the game gets short. It's about six innings, seven innings maybe. And then all of a sudden, you got locked down seven, eight, nine. The game becomes a little bit shorter. And again, a team like the Astros that has the offensive potential that they do, that's a problem.
Tony Gwynn Jr., our Odyssey MLB insider, joins us. We talked to you last week, and we were talking about what's it going to look like when Dubon and Altuve returns. What's it going to look like with the lineup? I remember you were saying, yeah, I would leave him at the top. I'd ride the hot hand. Well, hell, they've just sent him to the bench. He hasn't played a game since Altuve has returned. Are you surprised that they haven't found a way to keep him in the lineup? When you look at him, he's fourth in the American League in batting average. You surprised they haven't found a way to keep him in the lineup?
A little bit, but given the position he was playing when he came in, it's not solely just about the bat right now. When you're not scoring a whole bunch of runs like you used to, defense becomes a little bit of a higher priority. And it's not to say Dubon couldn't move to the outfield or find another spot, but there ain't very many open spots in that infield other than second base, and Altuve's going to play that. So that only really leads to the outfield. And he may not be the defender that is suitable to play in a and a kind of a tricky outfield, if we're being honest. I mean, Houston's not the easiest place to play because of the dimensions. So, in some ways, I'm surprised, but I think ultimately, maybe the decision is that defensively he's not up to snuff in the outfield.
What's your thoughts on Abreu? And T, look, I know it's early, and there's no need to panic, but we're at a point where Dusty moved him from four to five, the five hole, and then he moved him back to the four hole, and it seems like he may be shuffling around a little bit, for what it's worth, to maybe spark something there. But just speak to, like, I don't know. I think we talk a lot about, like, oh, just move him here. Last week we had somebody talk about moving him to the nine hole because that would give him protection of Altuve and, okay, and yada yada. Just different things, of different ways of potentially how to get Abreu to wake up a little bit. I mean, is there anything that you would say, pump the brakes, that's disrespectful, no way in hell that's happening, or do you think anything's on the table?
Listen, I mean, if you are truly a team guy, then anything's on the table, right? Nobody that I've ever played with wants to suck, right? And so you certainly don't want to be the reason why your team is not scoring. So if moving you to a different spot in the lineup lessens the pressure on you, allows you to kind of get back into your groove at the plate, then you should be all open for it. And by all accounts, that's how Abreu has been to this point. And so, I don't think it's disrespectful. If you are struggling and it is a clear hole in the lineup, or you are not, in this case, driving in the runs in that four spot in the way they need you to, the right thing to do is to be open-minded to anything at that point. And, you know, it's easy to do that for a manager like that, that he makes that transition, even if it is difficult for guys, and that's not to say that it is for Abreu, he makes it a lot easier.
And T, we've gotten to a point with Abreu. I'm the patient guy. I'm the patient guy when it comes to the lineup. Let the guy be, and try to get, because the goal is to right for this thing to be hitting on all cylinders when it matters the most. I'm the more patient one of the bunch. But I'm gonna be honest with you, man. Abreu's challenging me now. He's challenging my pace.
but
here, Ron's been in Miami all weekend, so there's been a little disconnect there. But I want to let you boys know, Abreu, I believe it was Saturday afternoon. I believe is he Friday or Saturday? One of the two. Abreu had the top exit velocity in the whole game.
That's where we are.
That's where I'm at. I needed that badly.
Hey, you know who probably needed it more? Abreu. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you're struggling, man, you're looking for signs of, all right, I'm moving in the right direction, right? And if as hard as it is to swallow hitting a ball that hard and not necessarily getting any results, that's what you have to hang your hat on as you're trying to pull yourself out of it, right? You need those. All right, there's a check mark there. And so now you can start buying into the work that you're putting in, and eventually, you know, those outs start turning into hits, confidence grows, and then, you know, hopefully you get back on track.
All right, Tony, we appreciate you jumping on with us. We'll talk to you down the line.
All right, you guys take care.
All right, that was our Odyssey MLB insider, Tony Gwynn Jr., host of the Odyssey original podcast, Big Time Baseball with John Heyman, covering all things MLB. Tyler told me in my ear that should feel good. Abreu's out on the field early, getting swings in.
Getting some work in, man.
There you go. That's what you need there. There you go. So hopefully a big game for him